It is the pre-match warm-up as we start to think about Bournemouth on Friday night. It is a slightly revamped pre-match warm-up. We are now across audio and video, but it's still Ian Ryan hosting. I've got Phil Blundell with me. I've got Rob Gutt with me.
Who's Ian Ryan?
Guide. I've got Neil Atkinson with me, lurking in the corner, I would best describe it as. More from him later on. We will hear from James Roach. Rob, we are going to touch on the press conference. We are going to get stuck into the game. But before all that, I just want to really get your view on where Liverpool are. Take stock a little bit. We've had the game against Crystal Palace, the Charity Shield. I'm still going to call it that. Where do you think we are right now as we head into that game on Friday night?
I'd rather have not watched the Charity Shield on balance because that question being easier to ask after the Bilbao doubleheader. I felt I had a better sense of what was going on there. Although it was a weird game, the first team game, and there was still one or two people not in what would have been his first 11, I think. There was a sense of what we looked like stylistically. Whereas I thought in that Charity Shield, you saw hints of what, you know, this new Arne Slot 2.0 could look like, but you also saw hints of why it might take a while to gel and why this might all be a bit more transition-y, this early stage of the season. We might be getting the transition season we expected last season now. So my off-the-charts excitement when I was talking about the season about a week ago, well, 10 days ago, was tempered by some of the issues then. The biggest of which for me was when things weren't going our way, there didn't seem to be anything we had off the bench, which took me all the way back into getting transfer market fretty. And that felt weird considering how well we've done in the transfer market this summer.
It was a little bit of a staff reminder, Phil, wasn't it? I think Rob's right to frame it like that. Broadly speaking, and I said this on the free show, you can be really, really pleased with all the business Liverpool have done. But then when you did get a kind of look at that bench ahead of the game against Palace, it was just a reminder that, yes, we've done some really good business when you look at the first 11, but there was a lot of kids on the bench. And over the course of a long, hard season, Liverpool are going to need to call on other senior first-team players. They still need to do business.